Enzo Patrol time. We're at episode 305. Title of the show is Antebellum. So we're going to get into that, man. I'm the host of Fanzo Patrol. My name is Montego. With me is my sensitive co-host, Miss Tiffobot. Say what's up and how are you this week, Tiff?
Hello. I'm doing just fine. How are you guys?
I could be better. I'm okay, though. Mister.
S-M-O-O-V-E, spell smooth, not injustice.
Oh, you had to bring it up, didn't you, Smooth?
Well, yeah, that's a good segue, ain't it?
You had to bring it up.
Yeah.
You're talking about the Breonna Taylor situation.
Yes, I am.
Well, it's not even a situation, right?
No, it's not.
It's the Breonna Taylor debacle, the Breonna Taylor, we knew this shit was going to happen, the Breonna Taylor, black people don't get shit, the Breonna Taylor, this sucks, you people suck.
Right.
I mean, I don't know, man, you know. What? It's been ruled justified, y'all.
Justified, you know? Justified killing, yeah.
Justified.
Murder.
No, their actions were justified.
Yeah.
You know what's funny, man? If their actions were so justified, why did they turn off the body cameras? Why was there no body camera present?
Right.
Yeah.
But you did everything right. Why? Because you said so? And then the man that was minding his own goddamn business in his house who tried to stop some goddamn burglars, who, I don't give a damn if you ran in there talking about we are the cops, don't mean you were goddamn cops.
Right.
It happens all the time.
Hey, you're taking the hinges off my door and I don't have a warrant. So yeah, I'm going to protect myself and my family.
Tiff, we can't even go to sleep without worried about somebody coming in our houses and killing us or hitting us on the street.
Or can't even sit in your room or sit on your couch in your underwear and enjoy some ice cream.
Somebody gonna walk in and say it's their house.
Yeah.
Shit. It sucks.
So, I would not answer the door to someone who said they work at the cops.
Late
but,
at night,
you know,
yeah.
No, I'd be fucking terrified. That's a justifiable action to not do that.
Especially if you're no criminal, Tiff.
Right.
You know, you minding your own business.
Right. You know how you said the body cameras shouldn't have been off? Well, one of the most common arguments that people make for not being monitored is, well, if you're not doing anything wrong, you shouldn't worry about being monitored.
Yeah.
Same to you, motherfucker.
Yeah, you got 8 officers sitting there with no body cameras on and something goes bad. You all should at least be hit with manslaughter charges. I'm sorry, because there should be some proof. There's some proof. Nobody trusts y'all, man. That's why body cameras became a thing. Because we notoriously see people lie. A person to say almost anything to get themselves and go to jail, man. I've seen it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And it wasn't the fact they was at the wrong house move. The dude had, the person they was looking for was in custody the day before.
Well, yeah. Well,
check just, that before you go out trying to get a goddamn warrant.
That makes it even worse. That makes it even worse.
Yeah.
Than being at the wrong address.
And he hadn't lived there for a year. So, anyway, man, we all know the story. We all knew that the, you know, Africans in this nation was going to get the shaft behind this.
Yeah, nope.
I didn't expect anything more than this. I mean, look how long it took.
Yeah.
Look how long it took. Mm-hmm. And then look who they had being the final word on it. You know?
My goodness.
That goddamn joke of a guy.
Well, anyway.
But this is America, y'all.
Yeah.
There you go. This is America.
Yeah.
Anyway, man, we're gonna turn the tables here. We might not turn the tables because we're talking about Antebellum today.
We are talking about Antebellum.
Right.
But we got some news, y'all. We got a great show for y'all. We are talking about high school boys. Is that it, Tiff?
High school boys? No.
College
that
boys.
Sounds really creepy.
College boys.
Really
the boys in college.
The boys is making a spinoff where they talk about college soups. So there's that.
So we got some boys.
We're going
to
talk about Lupin.
Yes.
The Gentleman Thief.
Yep.
And we are going to talk about a show on Disney Plus for Nick Fury. So.
Marvel fans, huh? You rejoice, huh?
Samuel Jackson.
Well, Marvel fans rejoice.
Rejoice at all the promises.
But wait. It might be 30 years before we see any of this shit. They have shit backed up for so long.
Yeah, it's kind of constipated with content, huh?
Good word. I was about to say that, too.
In our one shot, man, we're doing... X-Files, check this out, y'all. Season 1, episode 1. One-shot X-Files. For you!
For you.
The people!
Oh, joy.
Smooth.
What?
Chill out.
I'm just saying.
All right. So anyway, no. Man.
I'm with Spoof.
Chill out. You guys ready to roll?
Yep.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Let's go.
This is Joey from the So Wizard Podcast, and you are listening to the Geek World All-Stars Podcast Network.
All right, back in a flash. It's time for social media. What do we got, Smooth?
Oh, okay. We got, for everything Fans on Patrol, you can go to fansonpatrol.com. If you want to reach us directly, you can reach us at fans@fansonpatrol.com. One word, via social media on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, and at Fans on Patrol. If you want to listen to us, which I hope you're doing, listen to us on Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Pandora, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Podbean, Stitcher, Satchel, Podknife, TuneIn, and Amazon.
Yeah, that's the fresh one. We're on there.
Yeah, and you can subscribe to us on YouTube. And please give us a 5-star rating and review on your favorite listening platform, and we'll shout your ass out on the air.
Yeah, I've been missing some of my shout outs, man. I'm pretty bad. I'm not keeping my promise there.
Well, I got a shout out.
What you got?
Check it out. This guy, we had some plumbing work done, and so he listens to the show. His name is Gary Raw. RALL. Oh, shout out to you.
I thought you was gonna say Busey. No. Gary Raw.
Shout out to Gary Raw and his brother, Raw the Rapper.
Shout out. Yeah. So, and you got any shout outs, Tiff? Are you good?
Nope, I don't know anyone.
Okay. So. Wonderful. Okay, so we're Tiff, take it away, man.
Okay. So the first thing we're going to talk about, so this might not be familiar to everybody. Lupin is a gentleman thief. He's from a novel. He's very popular in other parts of the world, especially in Japan, seems to really like him.
Interesting.
So there's been a lot of like Lupin the Third. It's a very popular anime. Mm-hmm. And it looks like he is getting a Netflix adaptation.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the thing. I think it might be one of those things that Netflix does where they say it's a Netflix original, but it's clearly a French show.
Yeah.
that they've just imported.
It's ours. We took that one.
We made it. We made this.
With Peaky Blinders, we did it. We did Sherlock too. We did all this shit. All this is ours.
This is mine. That's mine. And I think it looks, it looks pretty charming. There's some supernatural stuff because looks like he can be reincarnated, kind of like a Doctor Who type figure. But he's always the same person. He just can just live through time again and again. I like a charming thief.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Like a cool guy.
Mm-hmm.
It's very James Bond-ish.
Mm-hmm.
I would give it a chance, but it's not that I don't like to read subtitles. And I apologize to anyone who's listening who might be French.
What did I say about them subtitles?
No, God! No, God, please, no! No! No!
It's not the subtitle. I watch subtitle stuff all the time.
Right.
It's that the French people have a very different...
What?
Idea of like what's funny or like what's and sometimes I can't bridge that cultural barrier between me and the French.
Croissant.
So I don't know, what did you guys think?
This is the guy from The Gentleman. I don't know.
I don't know, Smooth.
I think he was from The Gentleman. I like Lupin the cartoon.
Yeah,
you know, and hopefully they take some of that stuff and bring it into this. Like you said, the subtitle stuff, I hope it's not all subtitles. I hope they do some English, some English speaking in here. Because, like you said, subtitles, you miss stuff because you're reading. But we'll see. That's all I can really say. I mean, we'll see. Like you said, I kind of like the clever, charismatic, charming thief, instead of, just busting in shit, breaking up everything, kind of have a...
Right.
Kind of...
I don't like a serious thief.
Right.
I don't want him to be like, oh, I'm very serious, I gotta do this. So I guess the difference would be more like, I like the Ocean's 11 kind of a thief.
Hmm.
Okay.
Rather than like, I don't know,
Well, I remember. I remember the cartoon. They would like kind of dare Lupin to like steal stuff. Like they would just advertise it, so they try to catch him. So right. I wonder if they're gonna do some stuff like that, where you know it's like we're gonna put this out here and you're not gonna escape it. But yeah, I mean, it's interesting. We'll see what happens.
Mm-hmm. I love a gentleman thief, a gentleman spy, but I don't know, man. If subtitles, it's no way in hell I'm gonna watch this. I'm just telling you right now. I'm not at all.
Oh, come on.
No effing way. I hate subtitles. Y'all know that. You know, we did Parasite, and you know, I got through that. And the last thing I read with subtitles before that was probably Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
Oh, really? Oh, damn, that was old, man. That was like 10 years ago. Yeah, more than that, probably.
I just hate to have to freaking read and clown. And it was hard enough to look at the damn trailer. I had to do all kind of special shit to look at the trailer. And I was like, it looks great. I like seeing the brother there.
Yeah.
You know?
Diversity, yeah.
I would just like to hear some sweet French accents. You know, it's like wiping your ass with fine silk. You know, just no, but hell no. I'm not. No effing way.
Oh, come on.
No way.
To quote Randy, there's a world of cinema out there, and you just got to get over that small barrier.
It's just going to be passing me by because no, I'm not reading anything.
Oh, Jesus.
No, I'm watching TV. I'm not reading. God damn it. I don't want to mix the two. It's not new, fun and exciting. Hell no.
Just a little bit though.
No,
not even a little bit.
Not at all.
We're one shot in this shit.
See, she's going to make me read this shit.
Yeah. I'm putting you in. And hopefully that horrible affliction you have where you can't stop watching something will happen.
Nah.
Oh, you're going to love it. And you'll be like, oh, I've watched every single episode.
I am actually trying to break that affliction because of my ass. I will go down a rabbit hole with the quickness, boy. I finished it. Oh, shit. So what else we got, Tiff? What's next, man?
So Disney Plus has added a Nick Fury show to their plethora of Marvel offerings that have not been started yet. It's kind of like someone who tells you that they're going to like, oh, well, I'll do that tomorrow. But then they never get it done. Because like, how can you keep telling me that you have all these wonderful things for me, but I have seen nothing that proves that it's being done? And I know that there's COVID and shit like that, but even before, they kept piling it on and piling it on and piling it on. I'm like, you gotta have time.
Well, they finally dropped a WandaVision trailer, a full trailer.
Yes.
So that may be coming, you know, and they moved back to Winter Soldier another year, and they moved back Scarlett Johansson's movie back another year. And they keep telling us about all this great stuff, the Eternals and all this.
All going to be in the grave before we see a Nick Fury show.
It's a mountain now. You're like, what are we doing in 2099? Shit, you're right, Tiff. I didn't think about it like that. It is a mountain of shit that they've been promising. Yeah. Damn, these guys might not even be alive.
It's going to be, so part of the news is that they've cast, they're not recasting. It's not going to be like a young Nick Fury or anything like that. It's Samuel L. Jackson.
No.
So like, I mean, are you guys, here's the thing. It's hard for me to ask if you're excited because it feels
a billion years away.
I feel numb. Yeah. I feel numb towards the announcement because.
Well, I'll put it like this,
you know,
Disney. Well, everybody is pretty much a tease right now. DC. Yeah. Like you said, the adrenaline rush is gone. There is no, there's no anticipation. I mean, I can see them doing Samuel because, you know, as far as him, when he was in, what was that, Captain Marvel?
Why would you do Samuel L. Jackson?
Well, I mean, look, they did it good in Captain Marvel.
Look, an old man moves like an old man. And you can only hide that creaking bones for so long, Smooth. You know, they shot that a certain way.
Well,
who
do you suggest then?
You should do some early 70s. Nick Fury stuff where you can get a younger actor, you know. I don't know.
Yeah. Well,
they should shoot someone from like the legs down.
Right, because this dude.
So run down the hallway.
He's 60-something years old, dude.
Well, I'm just saying when he was in Captain Marvel, it looked pretty good. He had a fro.
He still moved like an old man.
I don't I don't recall.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, just check it out.
Just
smooth.
Check it out. Oh, critique it real good. Yeah, look at.
Still move like an old man.
Oh, yeah. Well. Like smooth. You see, got you body doubles.
You do not move the same as you did in your 20s.
No, not at all. CGI. You know.
That's what she said.
You're really trying hard for it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, hey. Well, like I said, the thrill is not there, but I'm, you know, it's nice to hear.
That's when I saw this. That's the crux of it all. When I saw this, I paid it no attention. I said, oh, well, shit. You know, they so behind. When are you ever going to see something like this? I'm surprised they're announcing new things, you know. Anyway, they said Hollywood was starting to go back. They have all these restrictions. They're starting to shoot again, like different studios. They all got the green light this week to start shooting, but you got to do it this way and this way. It just makes me wonder how your large scenes are going to be when you see the backgrounds with so many people and they're running through, you know, tight areas. How do you shoot? You're going to keep all your extras in a bubble for 3 or 4 weeks or a month or something like that, you know?
Well, the NBA did it, so.
Yeah, but think about a movie. Think that you're running through the streets of Marrakesh or something like that with hundreds of extras, you know. It's a little different. And then because everybody you see on film, then think about all the people you don't see on film. That's a lot of people, man.
That is, yeah. That is a lot of people. Well.
Anyway.
We'll see.
Whatever for this. What's next, Tiff?
Whatever for this. So, The Boys from Amazon is going to have a spinoff where it's their superheroes, the Bad Soups, at a Vought college.
Because
so they're there.
That's because we don't see enough of these bastards acting like a damn fool.
Yes, I find this very strange.
Yeah.
I don't care.
No?
Like, oh, here's the thing. If it was, it's so hard. Like, I might care about it if it was a subplot on the actual show, The Boys, or something like that. But it seems very out of nowhere to me. It seems like, why don't we have a show about a fucking businessman who was a super, you know what I mean? Like, you could do anything. It could be anything, and it's just fucking dumb.
I'm going to tell you what's the problem with this.
Okay, go on.
The shitty, terrible people who are the superheroes in you know, The Boys are an element of what makes the story good. Mm. Then you have Billy Butcher and his crew, which is another element. Take those two elements alone, and you really don't have any kind of story that you really want to see. What, you're going to keep showing superheroes just doing shitty shit? Are you going to keep showing Billy Butcher and his guys trying to help stuff but really mess stuff up as they go? But put them together and you got you a nice rock solid story that's a good balance. So you send these guys to school. Who are we following? Are we following the Soups? Are we following some other people? So we're just regurgitating the same story, but now we're in college? Or are you following heroes? Are you following the street people dealing with? I mean, you know what I'm saying? Is it even interesting at this point? Because we already got this other thing going on. Are we in the past? Are we in the future? Are we at the same time that the Billy Butcher guys is doing their thing? You know, it seems very complicated and just off target. It's somewhere in left field that would anybody even care about this? How many times are you going to show superheroes acting a damn fool, you know?
Well, how many times did they reboot The Walking... Well, not reboot, but have spinoffs for The Walking Dead? How long did The Walking Dead go on?
They have one spinoff for The Walking Dead.
Okay, and this is the same.
They're having another one, yeah.
Yeah, this is kind of the same premise, and people still watched it. And
a lot of people don't, though. I was a hardcore fan, and I fell off. I got tired of it. And this is a little different because The Boys isn't a show that's been on for 1,000 years.
Right, it's
only the second season.
Well, I mean, they're in talks of doing this. It's not actually in full production, right?
No, I think it's been confirmed.
Yeah, I think they're going forward with it.
I mean, yeah, I mean, I know they're going forward, but I'm saying they haven't done anything yet. They haven't cast anybody or anything like that. That's what I'm saying, to announce.
Yeah, I don't care about this. I probably won't watch it at all.
I think I'll probably watch it.
I'll give it a try. I don't know if I want to watch this because it might ruin The Boys for me.
All right. Yeah. Moving on.
That's not a good one.
So that's it, Tiffa.
That's it.
All right. Well, we're going to take our first break and we'll be right back. Okay. All right, man. We are back for the controversial episode of The One Shot. If you never heard this show before, we take one show, one thing on streaming service, usually not movies, and we grab an episode and we try to decide if it's something that we're interested in, discuss it, review it, things like that, and see if we're going to continue to watch it. So this week, man, we were challenged by the Geek World All-Stars Podcast Network because we did the one shot a while ago, right? And people were appalled. They cannot believe the reaction. And so, you know, we went back and was giving this a honest walkthrough because, you know, and there's things to consider too. One, it was like 1992, long time ago.
93.
I thought in the episode it was 1992 when they said it was 1992. But
It might have been because the original air date was 1993. So, mm-hmm.
So, you know, times were different. Things was different. Everything was different. It was a different world. So these are things that we have to consider. You know,
we don't do that for anything else.
Oh, I would. You know, if I'm going to watch a movie from the 30s, I'm not going to be like, the special effects fucking suck.
I mean, okay, that is true. You do say that. You are very forgiving. I will give you that.
Right. That's all I'm saying, y'all. Calm down, Tiffobot.
I'm watching you.
Damn. So, without further ado, let's talk about Mulder and Scully, man. You know, this one shot for the X-Files. So, man, I've seen an episode once before, and this is the second one I've seen. But before we go head deep, it's time for one word. Tiffobot, one word.
Oh. I'm going to say cheese.
Cheese. Explain.
It's cheesy old. For some people it has aged like a fine basement cheese. And for other people
basement cheese.
It is horrible to eat. Okay. But here's the thing I'll have a lot to say when the time comes.
Oh, okay.
My word is cheese. Leave me alone.
Gotcha. Smooth.
Nerdy.
Explain.
Because I can see that this is what a nerd would love. You know, this is...
Yeah.
I mean, seriously. I mean, you know, like you say, we got to take it in context of when it was and the audience and all that. And it was, you know, it had a lot of nerd elements where you had the abduction, you had the nerds. I mean, you had the...
nerds?
I mean, you had the alien, you know, alien stuff. You had, you know, just a lot of quirky things that nerds would love. And like you said, when we get into it, I can further explain more about it. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah, what's your word?
Perfect. That's my word. Indeed.
Oh God.
God.
It's just not okay. The thing is that no, it like it, regardless of.
You gonna ask me to explain or no? Y'all don't want no explanation.
Yeah, go ahead and tell me why it's kinda, perfect.
For 1992. Mystery television. It was perfect for that time. Now it's a whole different ball game, but. I was imagining myself in 1992 watching this. I was like, wow, I would have really been into this. You know, this is not the episode that I saw.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, that I think I had, I was too, it was on Friday night. I was too busy going out having fun in college.
Yeah, that's the whole point. Yeah.
And so I think if this would have been on a Monday or Tuesday when I was in school back in 1992,
yeah.
I probably would have been glued to this, you know. So that's why I'm saying perfect. It's perfect for then. Now, no, I'm not watching this. I'm not going to continue watching
bullshit,
this.
Bullshit, you guys. 3 weeks from now, I'll have watched every single fucking season of The X-Files. And here's the thing. I was 7 in 1993.
Mm-hmm.
8. And, you know, it wasn't for me, obviously. I was busy watching cartoons. So when I got old enough to watch it, I just...
Yeah.
So I will say, watching this episode...
Gotcha.
Not bad. Okay, it's not that bad.
Okay,
It really isn't. It really, if I'm gonna be honest, mm-hmm. even though it's hard for me.
I know it wasn't that bad, Jeff. I didn't think so.
It's not that bad. Here's the thing about it. It's a police procedural.
Yep.
With aliens.
Yeah.
So like, I don't really like a lot like it's and I do like mysteries. I do like a lot of like crime dramas that are like condensed or whatever. So like what is that called? Limited series.
Yeah.
But I don't want to watch Law and Order. This feels very like Law and Order-y with aliens.
Law and Order can still get my ass though if I'm walking through the room
and it's
on.
Well, lots of people do.
Okay, now I'm watching it.
Yeah, but it has a weird appeal to it.
Yeah, you know, it'll get you. It'll get your ass. Yeah, it will. So let's hit some spoilers and go through this real quick.
Yeah.
So we start with
Before we do that, mm-hmm. I'd like to tell everyone who's listening. Mm-hmm. I don't know why you forced me to do a one shot, because I told you all that I've watched several seasons.
Doesn't matter. You don't remember this first
X-Files.
One. Oh, did you? I didn't know that. Yeah.
I've seen a lot of episodes. Oh, okay. So like my opinion, I think like the idea was that the opinion would be swayed.
Right.
Somehow, but I have seen enough to know I have seen too
much. Well, you were the only one amongst us, Tiff, you know?
Yeah.
I just had no interest in it.
Okay.
Because, like you just said, because it was on a Friday night and I was freshman year in college.
Wasn't watching this. Yeah, no. Right, I was watching Batman animated series. That's what I was watching.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, right.
I'm better than all of you. I was watching this other nerdy crap.
So, anyway, man. We start with an abduction, man. It's all weird. We got bright lights in the forest, and we got a young lady running for her life and stuff, and she had to be in that big old fluffy nightgown and stuff.
Yeah.
She falls down, and then somebody with a blurred face shows up, and then whoosh, they take off, and you're like, okay, that's an alien. I'm like, okay, well, there's no mystery.
Well, yeah, it was a human alien, yeah.
So then we get Gillian Anderson, man. You know, she's walking in the FBI.
Oh, this is Dana, right?
This is Scully.
Dana Scully.
Dana Scully. Funny enough, I never knew she was that damn short until I saw her next to. I was like, she is really short, and I didn't know her head was that goddamn big. I'm sorry, all the fanboys out there is shooting me now.
She's beautiful.
They look. I guess.
I mean, she's not ugly,
she's
but she's
a beautiful
she's,
woman.
She's plain.
She and is this. Shit, man.
I mean, just saying. She's just plain to me.
Oh,
I mean,
fuck.
She's not ugly.
You thought people were
going to
be mad about
beautiful.
That?
No, she's very plain. Anyway. Yeah. So she walks in, man, and you got these suits, man.
You got the cigarette man. Who is the cigarette man? I want to know who that is.
I don't know who the actor is, but he's called the smoking man in the show.
Yeah, right.
William B. Davis.
William B. Davis.
So they're in the room, man. They're serious as serious can be, man, you know. And they got their ringer in there, you know. They're talking about Mulder, and they question her, and they send her out there to take notes to debunk any of this garbage he's doing, because he's a true believer that works for the FBI, and for some reason we can't get rid of this guy that's super smart, smarter than everybody in this room. So I thought it was interesting when we finally meet Mulder. You know, it's funny, Tiff. You know what this really reminded me of? It reminded me of the first two seasons of Star Trek: The Next Generation. You know,
back
in the day, you know, you didn't get canceled smooth. They would be like, oh, we gonna do this. Yeah. And they'd give you a few years to work out all the kinks of the show, you know, even with bad ratings. You got you at least 3-4 years before they would, like, yank you. Now you got one or two episodes and they yank your ass.
Oh, yeah.
He was clearly not the same character that I saw, you know, when I finally watched this. You know, his character was very much more serious. To me, he was like, he didn't know what the hell he was doing, the actor.
He seems like a goober in the first episode. He
trying to be funny, cracking jokes, not funny, trying to be witty, trying to be handsome. He's like, he was all over the place, and it was noticeable to me.
I didn't see that.
So
I thought they did a good job as far as establishing, you know, that she's a spy, he doesn't trust her.
You didn't get any of that.
I didn't get
any of that from his performance.
No,
Tiff, what about you?
No, I didn't get any of that.
Well, he says it, but here's the thing. Here's my thing about it. Later, I think what happened, if you were to ask me, they put him on the show, and he was supposed to be. I think he was supposed to be in this first. He's supposed to be like, look at this kind of crackpot goofball guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Who believes in aliens, right?
Right.
He's a goober. But then women were like, holy shit.
He's hot, right. You got to make more serious.
I would like to fuck David Duchovny. So they were like, let's make him sexy.
Yeah.
Like, give him more like a mysterious vibe. You know what I mean?
Oh, because he definitely became more mysterious as a show. Right. He was not this character at all.
Correct.
You know?
He becomes a little bit more like, okay. So like, if you met the Fox Mulder in this first episode and he said aliens were real, you would be like, you're a crazy person. But if you met him later and you were somewhat of a, like, a pliable person,
say,
you would be like,
let's talk about this.
I might believe you.
Let's sit down. Convince me, sir.
Right. You know?
So anyway, man, you know, they team up and they head to this town, you know, and this town is weird, man. You know, you got this dad, everybody got these little buttons on the back, you know, we're going to exhume the body.
By the way, they pull that up and they're like, what could it be? They look like fucking moles.
They did look like moles. I don't
know. I was like, a mole?
Yeah. They all had them in the same place, Tiff, you know, so.
So.
And that was documented, you know. And so, you know, the sheriff and the medical examiner, they got problems, you know. They protecting something and we don't know what it is, you know, but they're in on it some kind of way, Smooth, and we have to let these two figure stuff out. You know, unlike things in the 90s, FBI agents was so cool in the 90s. Y'all remember? They would just come into town and take shit over. I'm taking over the investigation.
Yeah, they treat them like suckers. Like,
they didn't give a shit about these suits.
Especially the one scene in the forest when he just draw the gun.
They had the shotgun on him.
Shotgun on him.
I'm like, man, wait a minute. You are the FBI. Exactly.
Like, get out of here. You knew more about the law than they did.
You're Keanu Reeves going, R. Yeah, I was like, FBI agents didn't get treated like this in the 90s.
Right, yeah.
But they did. They were straight up suckers.
Yeah, well, they was nerds, basically. You know,
I guess.
They was the nerdy part.
So they dug up the body, and the body didn't know what the hell it was. They thought it might be an orangutan, you know.
It did look kind of like that, yeah.
You know, so next
thing. But he's like, oh, it's an alien.
Immediately.
Oh, yeah.
And then next thing we know, somebody burned up their hotel. What the hell?
Right. With all the evidence of everything that was in there.
Yeah. Right. So that's gone. And, you know, long story short, they try to pursue this to the end, and then all of a sudden he figures out it's the guy with the coma. He's
Billy, yeah.
Billy in the coma. He's abducting everybody.
Well, you did get to see Scully in her underwear though. On this, you know, that was a treat for some people.
Yeah.
That 90s shiny undies.
Yeah.
Sure. She came in his room and just turned around and flipped up her jaw. I was like, what the fuck? I was like, what is she doing? This is
and then they must have gone to like Nobby's and gotten like 20 witches moles for Halloween.
Right.
Yeah.
Put them all over everybody because they were the same. And obviously it's a misdirection, right? They're supposed to be, oh, what's she about it? But then he's like, they're mosquito bites. I'm like, mosquito bites don't fucking look like that.
Yeah.
Just so it looks like a goddamn mole. And you might want to go to the doctor because it needs to check.
They were clearly not bumps. Yeah, they were not mosquito bumps.
They were spider bites.
Fuck, man.
So anyway, man, they figure it out, man. They go out there and Billy is actually abducting people. And the bright light is back, y'all.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and it turns out that something was happening. It was unexplained.
Yeah, there was some metal in their nose, too, right?
Now, to me, that was the coolest scene at the end when she turned into metal.
Yeah.
And the dude did the Raiders of the Lost Ark walk down through the archives and stuff. I was like, this is the coolest scene in the whole show. Right. I don't know, man. So, Smooth.
Yes.
What did this do for you? Anything?
Like I said, it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be.
Gotcha.
You know, I've seen worse.
Yes, of course.
Of course, you know what I mean? But I can see the draw now.
From the 90s?
From the 90s draw? Yeah, I can see the draw.
Yeah.
And like I said, I'm not going to shit all over it like I intended to because that would just be wrong.
He said like he intended to. You know, boy.
It would be wrong. But yeah, I mean, it did have... It did have some things where it's like maybe I might want to see the next episode to see if how the continuation of this, you know, if they piece some stuff together.
So verdict,
huh?
You gonna watch the next one?
No, because I gotta buy it.
Okay,
I'm not gonna watch it.
Got you.
Yeah,
Tiff.
Okay, so now is the time everyone's been waiting for, and I really hate to say this, but. When I was watching this, it made me feel like I would watch more of it.
Holy shit, really?
Yes, which is very upsetting to me.
That's upsetting.
Yeah, it is.
However,
mm-hmm.
That's how I felt the first time I watched, when I started watching this before. And I guess what I'm thinking of is I get to a point, I think, like sometime down the line, and I don't know what season it is, where I just get tired. And maybe it's because it's a lot. There's a lot of seasons, and I need to like not try to watch them all.
Yeah, that's a mistake.
Like, not at once.
This stuff ain't meant to binge. That's for sure.
Right.
Yeah.
Because like you get nowadays, I think we're really used to like knowing who who the killer is pretty quickly or whatever. But this show goes on, and because of the way that '90s shows and things like that were plotted out, they go a long time without. They always want Scully to be a skeptic, and I got tired of that because I was like. Clearly, things have happened to you.
It was like the Lois Lane effect, huh? You like, come
on. Right. So, and like other things, and like with any shows that are episodic, because these shows are self-contained. Like, you can watch, I mean, like, they have overarching themes, etc., but like, you can pick up one and watch it, and it's got a contained element usually. So some are better than others.
Gotcha.
Right? Some are really, really good.
Yeah.
Some are bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever. So yes, everyone who made me watch this, you were right. I probably would watch it. And I may still yet today.
Okay. So as for me, I thought the show was really good. But again, in that time context, watching this now, I mean, literally, I was forcing myself to watch it. It wasn't like I was like, but I really, like Smooth said, I immediately saw the draw about maybe 20 minutes in. I was like, this is not really bad. And I should have watched this back in the day, you know, but right, this is actually right up my alley, but I just didn't do it. Am I going to continue? Absolutely not. You know, not even going to, you know, if it's on TV and I walk into the room now that I've seen the first one, I could see myself not just immediately turning. I could probably sit down and watch it like a Law and Order if I walked into the room, especially if it's one I haven't seen. Oh, what's this one about? Blah, 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 blah. But yeah, the biggest mistake in doing this is watching this every night, trying to watch a couple, you know, binge it,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
No way. You get sick of it because, you know, like you just said, Tiff, I hate to repeat you guys, but yeah, how many aliens is going to smack you in the face with their ass before you say, oh, okay, I think that was an alien ass to slap me, you know?
Oh, I get it now. There are aliens.
Right. That's the seventh ass that just got slapped in my face, I think, I believe. No, I'm not going to watch this. But no, I didn't think it was bad at all. I was like, this is actually pretty good. But I'm not watching it now. So
right.
There you go.
I just want to bring up one thing. Dude hit her in the head pretty hard with the butt of the gun. I forgot all about that.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. Remember when she was running through the woods? They was running at the end.
Yeah.
Why do you hit her like that?
Yeah, I would have shot his ass when I caught up with him. You ain't getting away with that.
Right.
With some wandermen of a, what do you call that? A alien. I forgot. All is forgiven, right?
Right.
No way. Anyway, man, that's it for One Shot. If y'all got any more One Shot suggestions, let us know, man. Let us know. Shoot, I think it was fun.
It was.
Yeah,
it wasn't bad.
Then we don't have to think about it. You can just tell us.
Right. Shit. Okay. So that's going to do it. We're going to take a final break. We're going to come back with our main topic. All right, man. We are back. It's time for the movie of the week, man. I used to do that when I was a kid. Remember that movie of the week? Used to, you know, come on every Sunday or some shit like that?
Yeah. I do remember that.
Movie of the week, man. This week we're doing Antebellum. And so this is a drama, horror, mystery, thriller. It's a rated R movie, 2020. It's supposed to be a theater release, but they, of course, with everything, as we always say now on this damn show, they changed everything and it came out direct to rent.
Yeah.
1 hour, 45 minutes. Not bad for the Tifflebot right there.
Oof. My fucking favorite. Although, to be honest, I could have watched this longer.
Yeah, I could have too.
Yeah. So, man, the movie stars Janelle Monáe, Eric Lange,
yep.
Jenna Malone, Jack Huston,
Gersey Clemens,
T.C.
Gabourey Sidibe.
Yeah, she's in this too.
Precious.
Yeah, so we'll stop there because I think nobody else matters all that much. Anyway, thank you for your work, people. So, man, this says a successful Veronica Henley finds herself trapped in a horrifying reality that must uncover a mind-bending mystery before it's too late. Now, I'm going to say this to start, boys and girls.
Mm-hmm.
I thought this was done by Jordan Peele. Turned out it wasn't. I didn't realize that till the movie was over.
Right. Yeah, I did too, yeah.
So, before we hit it hard, one word.
I want to use two words, but I'm one word is clever.
Okay.
Mm.
And the other word is
Smooth, why are you cheating?
Well, no, I was just like, well, the other word is twist.
Oh shit, Smooth. Your word is clever, Smooth.
Clever, yeah, clever.
Tiff.
Okay. I don't know how to say this cuz this isn't the right word.
Mm-hmm.
So irritating. But That's not the right word. You know, like a film that you watch where you're like, come on, you gotta do that thing.
Yeah.
It's not, you're not irritated. It's like you're,
yeah.
Anxious? No.
It is like anxious, but it's like, you know what I mean? But like, I think it's a certain sense when you're watching a movie like this or any tense movie. Maybe it's tense.
Anticipation?
Well, tense is
pretty, tense. Yeah.
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 My one word, disturbing.
Yes, it's very disturbing.
Yeah, it is.
It shook my shit. I watched this with my kid last night, and we sat here, and we were shook like hell. And if, man, this was not what I thought it was going to be. God damn it. Let's get into it.
Right.
All
right.
So let's hit them spoilers. And there we go. So, man, you know, I don't know. If you look at the previews of this thing, it looks, I thought, you know, this was some reality switching type of thing going on here. You know, that's what I thought. I thought that we were looking at the same character at two different places in time, and so there was some time shifting in the same body, quantum leap type stuff, Tiff, going on. Right. That's what I thought.
Me too, yeah.
And so it starts out, and we're on a southern plantation, you know, a civil war. We have civil war
Confederate
yeah. soldiers, yeah. and we have slaves galore.
Yep.
We have house slaves, we have field slaves, and they do this long introduction where apparently they caught some slaves trying to run away.
Right.
And it's so hard to watch, y'all. A lot of this shit is very hard to watch.
Yeah.
I mean, if you got a soul, some of this shit is rough. But I'm like waiting for the payoff. You know, I'm like, there's going to be a payoff because we see the previews where the girl got a hatchet on the horse running. And I'm like, there's going to be a payoff. Right. We're going to get to watch a bunch of slave owners get massacred. And I'm waiting for this.
That's where I was, too. It's like, oh, come on. I was like, I hope this isn't a Django.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that was where I was with this.
Yeah. So Tiff, man, you know, they do this thing where they massacre this female slave, you know, and it's effed up, and it's really, really bad. I mean, it's bad. So I'm sitting here holding my breath through this thing, you know, hoping that it's not going to be worse. And I was pretty happy that the directors literally pulled us away from the lady being shot and wasn't going to be a violence hound. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because I think they showed enough in this movie that you get the point. It don't have to be so in your damn face. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, what do you think about that too?
Yeah, I don't need, here's the thing. We know that like the point, I think like this movie has gotten some criticism because it didn't go as hard. And I don't want to, you know, I don't know enough to speak on that, if that makes sense. But I do know that like, we know a lot about what happened and the horrible, horrible things that happened to people, that I'm not sure that this movie is saying that, but I think that they're saying something else, which I think we'll get to at the end.
And I think they did a fantastic job at showing just enough horrors without it being look at the blood.
Yeah, we know that the slaves got beat. We know they got raped. We know that, like you said, we know that. So you just have to imply it, and you don't have to really be so graphic with it.
They went head deep into this stuff to a certain point, which, you know, was like, okay, cool, because I don't need to, you know, be sitting here sobbing in my living room.
Right, yeah.
So anyway, man, so they can't talk on a plantation, Smooth.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was so weird when they was picking the cotton and started burning it. You know, I was like, are they like doing that so the North doesn't get the cotton or something?
That's what I thought too. I was like, but why do they need the cotton?
Right.
Don't worry, anyone who's watching this movie, it'll all make sense.
And so we have our heroine, man. You know, and this is who we come to see, the Monet character. What's her name here?
Eden.
Didn't she have two names?
Victoria and her slave name was Eden.
So we see her get horrifically beat by this piece of shit.
Yeah.
And branded, and it's rough.
It is.
And, you know, all of it is about for them to comply, because she was one of the runaways and she got caught. And, you know, and so he brands her and tries to talk to her nice at the same time and all this other shit. And but there was a connection. Next day, 6 months later. Right.
Yeah.
And I'm waiting for the time shift to happen smooth.
Okay.
So it didn't happen. We get there and some new slaves are brought there, man.
Right, yeah.
And, you know, I thought the movie was being a little inaccurate, because the new lady who came, you know, she spoke very well. Not to say that slaves could not speak very well, but normally field slaves did not sound the way she sounded.
Right, yeah.
You know, and you know, she immediately gravitated to her. I didn't know what that was about, y'all. Did anything get triggered for y'all?
Well, no.
Me neither.
No, that's what I was like. Why do you know that this is your ticket? She's the key. Yeah, yeah, she's the key to freedom. How do you know this? Yeah.
And so this lady is pregnant and it's a problem. And then they have this thing where they say, hey, you can sleep with any of these women you want to tonight and shit. And I was like, motherfucker, you know.
Right.
I'm, you know, I don't want to see this shit, you know. And she made the mistake and, you know, she called the guys monsters and then he beats her up and shit, you know. And, you know, it's bad. It's hard to watch, Tiff, you know. Mm-hmm. It's hard to watch. So.
It's horrible because. Okay. So. You watch this and then, like, I think there's. Oh, my God. It's hard as a white person to say this because it's true and it's really shitty. But like there's that message that like that white people might seem like your friend. He might seem like a good person.
Oh yeah.
But he's not.
Oh, he
because like that's the thing. She thinks he's gentle.
Yeah.
Right. She thinks he is not, you know, that he's a good one and that he'll help her or be kind to her.
Mm-hmm.
And then he turns out to be fucking one of the worst ones.
Oh, I was watching again with my kid and I'm like, what? I said, he's gonna be the worst one there. And immediately he snapped into that.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that happens and, you know, she's beat up the next day and, you know, loses her baby and stuff like that.
Yeah, he gave her a miscarriage. He kicked her.
But the strangeness of all the slave owners, the occupying force, you know, it was something strange, especially with that young lady and that goddamn creepy ass kid.
Oh, that man, kid is creepy as my shit. Goodness.
God! I just wanted to field goal her.
Right.
Get out of here. She was so goddamn creepy.
She really was creepy, yeah.
And so, you know, they have this, you know, the slaves, the soldiers are sleeping with the slaves at will, and she's the prized possession. What was her name again as a slave?
Eden.
The phone rings. And
right,
she's in modern times. I'm like, what the hell?
Right, yeah.
Okay.
Well, I knew that was going to happen. So I watched this first part of the movie. So I have a lot to say about the brilliance of this effect later. Mm-hmm. But so I knew because from the preview that she was in modern times. So I thought.
We knew that, right.
I thought something happened, right? So, but I was like, so when does they get to modern times? I was like very confused because it's quite a while into the movie.
It really was.
Yeah.
So then she. Yeah. Go ahead. So then she wakes up and she's like, oh, I had a nightmare.
Right.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting that she didn't talk about that nightmare because I would have been disturbed, but it wasn't that nightmare. We didn't know what nightmare she had.
Very clever. Right.
And what was also clever is that I thought in these type of movies that everybody that was at the plantation was going to be in her life some kind of way, you know, like an avatar, you know. She meets the creepy white lady who I don't know why she even talked to her. You know, she was immediately creeper.
Yeah. I think that's my only qualm with this movie, but like she like that character would have hung up.
I would have smooth. This character?
I thought this was like for a job interview. I mean, you know, for like, of course she was like a media like spokesperson or something like that. But I figured like she just had to talk to her and she was just tolerating her as best, but yeah,
I don't even know why she was doing that.
Right? Yeah, that was the whole thing. Like, why do you need to talk to her? Is she like a key to something? You know, to get to, you know, like she said, was interviewing for her book or whatever. But she did come off as like
creepy, you said, creepy bitch.
Yeah, like
creepy bitch.
Yeah,
just
like,
totally.
Like I'm from the deep south still.
Yeah,
to this day.
Yeah, she was saying all the wrong shit.
Right.
So she goes to do her seminar. And we see her life. She has her best buddy. She's. I think it went a little too hard into the life because I got to the point. I was like, "What?" I got to the point that I was like, "What the hell is going on?"
No, actually, this was a relief for me because I was, like you said, I had anxiety from all the slave stuff.
You was
this,
coming down, huh?
Yeah, this was like, okay, I like this. You know what I'm saying? I she's having fun. Her girl is funny as hell. I love.
But you know what's smooth? About time we got to them having dinner and stuff. I was really like
confused.
No, I wasn't confused. I was getting bored.
Okay.
I was like, what is this? I don't know, Tiff. What about you?
Okay, so like I get both sides because so like one, I think they could have done more because they did have like some. So there's a part that we see before they go to dinner where the creepy woman goes in. And here's the thing.
Oh, yeah, here, plays in her hotel room.
You can tell from the beginning of the movie that, like, something is weird. There's, like, a, we don't know yet, a reincarnation thing or whatever, because this woman is the same woman we saw earlier.
Yes.
This white woman is the same plantation woman we saw earlier.
Yes, she was from both worlds.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
So I was like, okay, there's something, I don't know what's going to happen, but whatever. But then she goes into her room and she fucks up all her shit, which, like, that to me, like, nothing, they do mention, oh, my room was messy. Like, your room wasn't messy. Your room had been gone through.
Yeah, and I'm surprised she didn't make a bigger deal about that, because
I would feel weird if, like, even if, like, the people who clean your room, like, dug through my shit, I would call the front desk and be like, somebody was in my room digging through my shit.
Now, I think it's noted, it should be noted that she was, you know, a lot of the things, her motivational speaking that she spoke on was, you know, empowerment and blackness, and she was an accomplished doctor, you know, had her doctorate doing this stuff. She's very successful,
right?
A very recognizable face.
Right.
So she goes to dinner, y'all, and then the Uber thing happens. Now I'm like, something up.
Yeah.
So the
you gotta say the name of the Uber when you get in. It wouldn't have mattered because
what was
that
it?
Woman would have definitely just said, "Oh yeah, I'm Elizabeth or whatever."
Oh
man.
Oh, I was too busy concentrating on the shitty music that was being played.
Yeah, it was shitty though. It was house, but it was.
So we find out, man. You know, she's being abducted, man. Yeah. The goddamn overseer pops up out of the back, and I'm like, what is going on?
Right.
And because I didn't get it yet, y'all.
Me neither.
Yes,
and then we see the lady from both other worlds. She's abducting her. And then she's getting wrestled. Her buddies are next to her in the car partying. And guys, she wakes up with the phone being rang. And she's back in the bed. And the guy gets up. I didn't get it till he got on his phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't get it either.
I was like, she's been abducted. They didn't did this whole goddamn thing. And in the real world, black people come up missing all the time. Well, people come up missing all the time, and they're never seen again. So,
but they showed little clues, like when everybody was looking up at the airplane. I'm like, wait a minute, is that like a dream scene? You know what I'm saying? Like, or
see, we thought this was a dimensional
thing. Yeah, right. Like maybe a rip in time or something. Yeah,
boys and girls, this is a simple abduction movie.
Yes.
But it's nothing simple about it at all.
No, it's not, yeah.
Because
they place this kind of... So the way they do it is so clever because, like, I think that if they had done this, if she had been abducted from the beginning, then you would know it was an abduction movie.
Right. Yeah,
put it in the middle,
right,
it still makes sense. The whole narrative makes sense. But it's still kind of a mystery, and you get to, like, it's a shock.
Bravo. Well done.
Yeah, they did a good
job.
Well done. They did a good job.
So she's been planning to escape. Mm-hmm. And when the lady hung herself, I think that was the last straw for her. She was like, that's it. I'm the hell out of here. And so she had allies, but, you know, they were so clever not to allow them to talk because these were intelligent people who, you know, would have organized and kept trying to organize, you know.
And I didn't get that until, like you said, the very end. That's why you didn't want them to talk. Like you said, I didn't hear the broken English or you know, saying everybody was kind of articulate.
And if they would have talked right, it would have ruined the experience for them.
Yep.
Because they wanted it to be authentic, because they were doing this reenactment lifestyle thing, coming there on the weekends, screwing the women, beating the people, killing the folks, putting them in the oven and shit, you know, when they were disobedient and cooking them. And so, you know, she's going to escape, man. She has this plan. She went over. It didn't work out. And the dude woke up. Now, I love when they start attacking the soldiers out in the field. Got his ass.
Shit.
I'm sitting there like, get his ass, get him. I'm like some killer.
This is the part of the movie that I'm like,
it pays
that's
off.
What I'm talking about. This is what you're waiting for.
It
the
pays
payoff.
Off so good.
But you have that intensity inside, like you have that whole tense feeling inside of yourself until it happens. Because you're like, if I don't have, and some movies don't give you that release, but like, I'm like, if something doesn't happen, I'm gonna go fucking nuts.
When she put
them in the oven,
the general in the oven.
Yes.
Oh my god.
I'm so evil. I'm sitting there like, cook, 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 no, cook. But,
like you said, and then when you know she played it off so well when she got caught and she was like, oh no, the general, he's hurt, and they fought. And
it's smooth. I'm like, cook, yes, cook, yes. cook.
So, and they were so stupid to just go in there, you know.
No.
Well, no.
They thought that these people
were, submissive.
Would
yeah.
never do. Yeah. They had them. Mm-hmm. So they didn't suspect anything.
Right.
She got him, and he still was trying to talk to her right. like she was a sucker.
Right.
And when she, Tiff, I've never heard screams of agony that was so satisfying. Right. Feel like a piece of shit.
Right, I know. I was like, this is a good payoff.
So she's running and they're attacking her, right? And they're so.
And then we should know that she had a partner.
Oh,
a
yeah,
guy.
Yeah. He got murdered.
He got murdered.
And then she calls him professor. And I think the implication is that all of these
educated,
black people
well educated.
Are highly educated.
Right.
What the white people there would have considered
a threat.
She kept calling them like disruptors to the whatever, to their order, the white lady.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, so they've like stolen all these like high powered, very smart individuals.
They were subjugating the strong of us to be the most insignificant of us.
Right.
And just totally, he got off on screwing her every night. And that's what bothered me.
Right.
Is that they literally took everything from these people. Everything. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to tell y'all though, nothing was more satisfying to me than watching a bitch get drugged by the neck.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I was like, yes, directors. Yeah. Yes. Right. If you didn't give me that, I wouldn't have liked this movie.
I like when she was rapid punching her too.
So much violence. Go ahead, Tim.
One of the things I like about this movie is that there's a lot of economy as far as action of like, so what I mean by that is a lot of times in scary movies or thrillers even, the lead makes dumb mistakes that like costs them stuff. Mm-hmm. And so like when she calls her husband, she doesn't waste any fucking time. She's like, hello, I'm alive. I'm sending you a ping. She doesn't be like, oh, I love you, I miss you. She hears her daughter and she like momentarily like she cries, but she doesn't say, I want to talk to her. She just says, I'm sending you a ping now.
Right.
Like that was the most, like I was like, thank God for once somebody in a movie isn't a moron.
Right. Now, let me tell y'all though, she calls the cops and I was like, I sure hope they don't kill this woman.
Yeah.
Because when she was running with that axe through the reenactment and the cops were pulling up, I was like, I sure hope they don't kill her. I just thought, because that's America. This is American shit. And I'm like, I could see this shit going wrong for her. And I didn't think she was going to make it. Right. I was like, they're going to kill her, thinking because she got an axe, running around.
Well, it said a lot because as soon as she dialed 911, I got scared. That might have been one of the scariest parts of the movie.
Ain't that a bitch? Ain't that a bitch?
Oh no, she's doing the wrong thing.
Yeah, because most of us black people, the last thing we do is look for the 911 to be our savior.
Exactly.
Shit, I ain't never called 911. I'll handle this shit myself.
Exactly.
And my kids and my wife know that shit too. Ain't that something?
No,
but that's the truth.
It's the truth. Yeah,
it's the truth. I ain't calling y'all so y'all can come here and kill me.
So they can make it worse. Right. Yeah, you make the situation worse.
Oh my God. Anyway.
So we find out that this was a reenactment.
Not all of it though.
Like
not
an amusement
yeah,
park.
Right. Yeah, right.
Not all of them. They had it because you notice when she went to the field, they stopped. They were like, oh shit, because she was out there in the public now.
Right. Yeah.
Well, goddamn done, directors.
Yeah.
This movie
was good, man.
I felt like a better person after seeing it.
Mm-hmm.
I really did. I was like, damn it. And for it not to be, I thought that the dimensional shifts of this whole thing would have cheapened the whole slavery experience. You know, like we figured out some scientific, fiction shit to, get back at slave masters.
Right.
You know,
Mm-hmm.
There were no slave masters. These motherfuckers were just the worst people on the planet, abducting people.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And they needed to go too. Like all people doing this shit in real life needed to go.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know, y'all. I love this movie.
Yeah, this movie was good.
Yes, that's your assessment.
I can't. Yeah, I wish I had a better word than good, but this. Yeah, my whole thing is watch this movie. You know, I would say watch this movie.
What about you, Tiff?
This movie's good.
Yeah, I think that it's not getting enough credit because I think it's making a lot of like subtle statements. It's making a lot of bold statements as well, but like I think it's making a lot of statements about Civil War reenactments and why we do those and things like the fact that like black people still aren't free today. Like that's a very like overt theme here.
How about the Robert E. Lee statue in the middle of the forest?
Yeah.
How about that? I was like, mm-hmm.
There's a lot of like really subtle statements here. Yeah. I think it deserves, you know, I think this might be a film that like potentially right now people don't appreciate as much for whatever reason. I don't know. I think it's getting 50-50, but that in a few years, people look back and say, oh, those critics were too hard on whatever that movie was. Hey, you know what I mean?
Y'all, F those people.
F the critics.
This shit is
watch
great.
It. You have to watch it. It's very good.
So, yeah, thumbs up all the way for this damn movie. Mm-hmm. This is a good one, y'all.
This is a good movie.
Yeah. So that's it, man. We came to do the damn thing. We got it done, man. So we're still working on Patreon, Tiff. I don't know. We get our stickers. We gonna get that shit together and get our stuff together before the show come out. Yes or no? Probably not.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm not sure what we're doing next week. I know, I think our one shot might be that Wolves thing.
Oh, okay. Oh,
yep, yeah. Okay.
HBO Max. And I think we're doing Bloodsport. We're doing the Kumite. For the one shot. Next week, I don't know what the hell we're doing. We got to figure it out. I know it's something we need to do. My brain's not working right now. Something came out that's like, oh, yeah, we're supposed to do it. Anyway, we're supposed to do Enola Holmes next week.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
Enola Holmes.
Yeah. So stay tuned for that, man. So I'm the host of the Fans of Patrol. My name is Montego. With me is my sensitive co-host, Miss Tifflebot. Say goodbye to the people, Tiff.
It's been a pleasure as always.
Mr.
SMOOVE, spell smooth. Not racism.
There you go.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Finally catching on.
So until next week, man, we will be
on patrol.